Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
The new season of Bravo's Top Chef on TV now. It's, of course, happening right here in Wisconsin.
I'm Kristen Kish, and this season, we're shaking things up.
We're in Wisconsin. But what do you think we're going to see this year?
You know, going into Wisconsin, going to Milwaukee, there's going to be cheese, there's going to be bratwurst.
I need dairy.
And beer.
And a lot of beer.
Episode 10 airing Wednesday night, featuring the Wisconsin traditions of a meat raffle and a classic fish boil on the shores of Lake Michigan. Aired just hours after our local chef testant, Dan Jacobs, was holding court at the Summerfest preview party.
Yeah, we saw him.
By far most popular guy at the event.
I'd say so. He was the only one that got to speak, too, at the podium. You didn't see any other vendors up there.
WTMJ's Sandy Max talked with Chef Dan and attended that local watch party as well Wednesday night, live with us in studio. Morning, Sandy.
Good morning. I got the tippy-toe dance when I saw Chef Dan at the Summerfest preview party last night because I did not expect to see him there. And I feel like I know him now after watching. Last night was the 10th of 14 episodes of Top Chef Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I feel like it's flown by. There are four more episodes or three more episodes, 14 episodes total. But it is funny, you know, when you see somebody, you're like, I know him. Oh, my God. And I'm like, I'm grabbing Eric by the elbow. I'm like, it's Chef Dan. It's Chef Dan. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're a journalist. Calm down. You know, but he was very nice and it was cool to get to talk with him. And it is a milestone for Dan Dan, a restaurant that's been really highly regarded for 8 years now in our city. They're now going to be part of Summerfest for the very first time.
Well, let's go ahead and start with your conversation with him.
And then get to Top Chef. Yeah.
It's interesting to me because born and raised here, you know, like Milwaukee doesn't have a lot of celebrities, right? Like real, legit celebrities.
We yearn
celebrities,
for them.
Yeah. So like this guy has got to be the hottest thing going right now in the city.
And the celebrities we do have are elite. The Giannises, the Ukes, who are the best at what they do.
Right.
So here's another person who's the best at what they do.
Yes. So what did you talk with Dan about? You talked to him a little bit about Summerfest, how he's a part of the event?
Yeah, and this is a big deal for him, being at Summerfest for the first time.
This is our first year in Summerfest. We're thrilled to be part of the Summerfest lineup of chefs and restaurants. You know, we're going to be on the north end across from the U-Line stage. We'll have about six items there on the Dan Dan menu. Just want to have a good time with it. And we're real excited to have our first opportunity in Summerfest.
I think that's interesting, Sandy, because for folks who might want to go out there and like get a reservation at the restaurant, that's a tough pull right now.
Yeah, it's very popular. And I have been watching him make all these creative dishes. So immediately I looked at Eric and I'm like, we have to sample. What do you have? So this is what one of the menu items that he was serving. And it was zingy. It was delicious.
Yeah, that was the salad dish. I don't have that one. But
Smashed cucumber salad that had garlic, but it had some sort of seasoning in there.
Definitely had a spice in there.
Yeah.
That made it have some heat. It was fantastic. Yeah,
but like that summertime, like you're going to want to have a cup of this in the summertime. And I asked him what else was on the menu.
We're going to do pork dumplings, Dan Dan noodles, General Tso's cauliflower. We'll do egg rolls, happy chicken. Just a nice little tight menu, but just, you know, some fun stuff.
Happy chicken goes right in with the Summerfest logo, the big smile.
It does.
He was super friendly and entirely happy to talk with you.
And I remembered to talk to the other Dan, because it is Dan Dan. Because I think, you know, Chef Dan Jacobs is getting so, you know, starstruck and all. He was like, oh, you know, where are my manners and how are you? And I was like, but I actually, because as soon as I walked up to Chef Dan Jacobs, you know what he said.
I can't talk about that.
He's like, I'm glad to talk with you, but
nice
I can't
to see you.
Say,
I can't tell you what happened.
Yeah, and I'm like, I am not here to ruin the experience for him, for anyone. I'm not here to do a gimme, do a getcha. You know, let's not
try to trick you into answering or saying something you're not supposed
to. But he survived a heck of an action-packed episode last night. You had explosions, you had blood, you had swearing. Last night was the Top Chef episode to watch if you haven't seen them yet.
So tell me about the fish boil, because that is such a Wisconsin staple, and apparently on the shores of Lake Michigan,
we showed really well, right? South Milwaukee. Yeah.
Look good?
Yeah. Gorgeous. The Lake Michigan was absolutely deep, beautiful blue. I will say that even like the sand looked like Cancun white sand. You know, it was like, I've strolled that beach many a time. It's like, I don't remember it looking quite that picturesque.
They must have combed it.
Exactly. Yeah, they made it beautiful. But yeah, that's where they had to cook and serve. This was another one of those episodes where they serve like 100 diners on the beach, plus the chef testament judges.
Anybody we know in that crowd?
Yeah, this is one of those episodes where it checked the boxes, whether you're a longtime fan because six former Top Chef contestants and winners came back to be part of the elimination competition challenge in different ways. And if you've never seen it before, this was just, hey, you learned we love a meat raffle for the Quickfire Challenge. Yeah, so, and they explained what that is.
How did they that into a thing?
It was the Quickfire Challenge. And it was this is one of those Midwestern traditions that we certainly embrace here in Wisconsin.
The meat raffle.
And explained it. And they, through Art Smith, who used to be Oprah's chef, showed up in white pants, white shirt, and a red blazer, and like red horn rim glasses.
Nice.
And Chef Tessit Michelle described him as like a Santa Claus who knows a lot about food, a fancy Santa Claus who knows a lot about food. But so he knows his stuff. And so he had a little ping pong ball machine and drew out names randomly. That's how they got to choose their meats. But it ranged from Chef Dan Jacobs being chosen early and he got a Chateaubriand, kind of like a filet mignon.
Okay.
But the last chef testant literally got lunch meat, basically spam in a can.
All right, well, let's see what we can do with that.
And he did just fine.
Yeah,
but so that's how the meat raffle worked in and was fun for that
fried
bologna.
You can get fried bologna.
Why not? You know, if you can make it gourmet, we'll have that at Summerfest. But the actual fish boil, it was funny. At the end of that quickfire challenge, it said, okay, get comfy, change clothes, let's meet out back. Everybody's like, what? Mm-hmm. And I've since learned that this kitchen that you see is in a warehouse at Oak Creek. So out back is just this green grassy area, but you see it. There's the big old vat on top of some wood.
Nice.
And I think no one had seen this before. Even the chefs, like Gail Simmons, like laughed and went, this is insane. And there's a man named Torch, who's legendary in Door County with Ephraim's, the post office restaurant. This is what he does.
Yeah.
He's a master fish boiler. There's a name for it, but he's the guy who runs up, douses the kerosene, and we all stand back and watch.
Yep.
But it was mad respect. Like, everybody's watching it going, oh, my God. But for Chef Dan, our Milwaukee guy, he hates fish boils. He has flashbacks from his first job in Door County. Like, he has quotes like, it's just not my thing. At the end of it, I won't give you great spoilers, but, like, he did well in the competition, but he did not win him over. He's like,
okay, no, but we still see him next week, right? He's still alive. Okay, good.
Yeah. Did not have to pack his knives. But I mean, when you see this column of flame, I know we've all been around it, but it's still woof. It's respectful. And then here's where the blood comes in. One of the chefs.
Important follow up that we forgot to ask you.
But you know, every time they say pack your knives, like, I am the worst in the kitchen. Like, I have mad respect for an oven. I'm always like, heat. Knives, I get them sharpened because that's how they're best, but they still scare me. One of the chef testants, she is deciding to debone the fish first. Gouges her hand. Yay. And it's like, medic. You know, like, calm, cool, and collected, but she was a trooper. But it messed up her mental game, key
and
in
the
this
dish.
Competition. Well, yeah, it was all clean, but you did see blood, but she was a trooper. She finished the entire fish boil for 2.5 hours and then went to urgent care. And when she came back after, you know, before the judge's table, they stitched her up. I mean, she...
No Brewers tonight, so we got your show, What's on Tap.
Yeah, yeah, I'll dig it a little bit deeper and have some more audio with Chef Dan at the Summerfest event. Yeah.
All right, thanks, Sandy. Appreciate it. Top Chef, episode 11, next week.
I think it's actually huge. I think it's going to change the way our chef testants play the game.
When I say win, you say Consin. Win! Consin!